Congress directed the Federal Aviation Administration last year to select 6 sites around the country to test the vehicles to be sure they can be safely integrated into airspace with piloted aircraft. Arizona submitted its own proposal, citing the wide open spaces and good year-round weather. But the FAA instead chose 2 other sites in the Southwest, Nevada and Texas, along with Alaska, New York, North Dakota, and Virginia. But Representative Tom Farese, who was involved in the push, said the announcement may not be a total loss.
This is a setback, but right now what's being done is Arizona is looking to partner up with one of the states that did get the contract.
Farese said that if nothing else, the state might be able to help train the pilots who will be flying the remote-controlled aircraft. Farese also said he believes politics was involved in the final selection. But, pressed for specifics, he provided little more than a generic charge.
Well, I mean, is there anything that's not political?
The FAA decision to select other sites comes despite the fact that Governor Jan Brewer made a personal bid for the contract earlier this year, meeting in Washington with officials from the FAA and the Department of Transportation. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.